ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टेक्स्ट 26। तत्रापश्य स्थितान् पार्थ पितृनथ पितामहान् आचार्यन् मातुलान् भ्रातृन् पुत्रान् पौत्रान् सखींस्तथा श्वशुरान् सुहृदश्चैव सेनयोरुभयोरपि। तत्रापश्य स्थितान् पार्थ पितृन् अथ पितामहान् आचार्यं मातुलान् भ्रातृन् पुत्रान् पौत्रान् सखींस्तथा श्वशुरान् सुहृदश्चैव सेनयोरुभयोरपि। वर्ड बाय वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। तत्र देर अपश्यत ही कुड सी स्थितान स्टैंडिंग पार्थः अर्जुन पितृन फादर्स अथ ऑल्सो पिता महान ग्रैंडफादर्स आचार्यान टीचर्स मातुलान मटर्नल अंकल्स भ्रातृन् ब्रदर्स पुत्रान् सन्स पौत्रान् ग्रैंड सन्स सखीन् फ्रेंड्स तथा टू स्वशुरान् फादर्स इन लॉ सुहृदः वेल विशर्स च ऑल्सो एव सर्टेनली सेनयोः ऑफ द आर्मीज उभयोः बोथ पार्टीज अपि इंक्लूडिंग। ट्रांसलेशन परपट पहज दिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत समिश्ल प्रभुपाद की जय। देर अर्जुना कुड सी विदिन द मिस्ट ऑफ द आर्मीज ऑफ बोथ पार्टीज हिज फादर्स ग्रैंडफादर्स टीचर्स मेटर्नल अंकल्स ब्रदर्स सन्स ग्रैंड सन्स फ्रेंड्स एंड ऑल्सो हिज फादर्स इन लॉ एंड वेल विशर्स। कैन यू रिपीट? देर अर्जुना कुड सी विदिन द मिस्ट ऑफ द आर्मीज of both parties his fathers grandfathers teachers maternal uncles brothers sons grandsons friends and also his fathers in law and well wishers. Purport: on the battlefield Arjuna could see all kinds of relatives. He could see persons like Bhurishrava who were his father's contemporaries, grandfathers Bhishma and Somadatta, teachers like Dronacharya and Kripacharya, maternal uncles like Shalya and Shakuni, brothers like Duryodhan, sons like Lakshmana, friends like Ashwathama, well-wishers like Kritavarma, etc. He could also see the armies which contained many of his friends. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुर्मिलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगन रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादान् सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुवेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्यत देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण. So we have been reading the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So many times we have completed the Bhagavad Gita. So Parvati Mataji has been doing this wonderful service of organizing this Gita classes. So in this today's verse, we are seeing that Arjuna is actually he is observing the armies on both the sides. That is why the name of the chapter is Observing the Armies. So in the verse before this, so actually two verses before, Arjuna ordered Krishna, right? Ordered or requested, whatever we can say. He said, let me see those who have come here to fight. O Krishna, in the 22nd verse, Arjuna is saying, O Achyuta, Senayor Ubhayor Madhye Ratham Sthapyame Achyuta. O infallible one, please draw my chariot between the two armies so that I may see those present here who desire to fight and with whom I must contend in this great trial of arms. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but out of his causeless mercy he was engaged in the service of his friend. Right? As a charioteer, he had to carry out the orders of Arjuna. Right? So just see, you know, Prabhupada is explaining that the relationship between the Lord and his servitor is very sweet and transcendental. The servitor is always ready to render service to the Lord, and similarly, the Lord is always seeking an opportunity to render some service to the devotee. He takes greater pleasure in his pure devotees assuming the advantageous position of ordering him than he does in being giver of orders. So wonderful statement Prabhupada is making. You can see, actually this is the highest philosophy we can see from Chaitanya Charitamrita, that how Krishna feels more happy to be ordered by his devotees rather than ordering, because he is anyway the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He always gives orders to everyone. Everyone always bows down to him. But Krishna feels more happy when his intimate devotees, they order him or they chastise him. This shloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Krishna likes the chastisement of the gopis more than the praises in the Vedas. So similarly, Prabhupada is mentioning the same essence of devotional service, the highest concept of Krishna consciousness, that how Lord becomes more pleased when the devotees, they take a higher position than him. Like Mother Yashoda, she bound Krishna, Nanda Baba, or the gopis, or the friends of Krishna, they scare Krishna that if you go now from our play, then next time we'll not allow you to play with us. And they tell Krishna that tumi kon bodolok tumi amar sham. He says, what kind of great man you are, you think? You and I are same. And then when Krishna, he in his fight, in his play, sometimes he gets defeated and he has to carry friends on his shoulder. So this is actually Krishna, the most sweet aspect of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in Bhagavad Gita also, the same thing has been right from the very picture of Bhagavad Gita, you know, just seeing Krishna as Partha Sarthi, the charioteer of Arjuna. You all know this story, but it's good to repeat once more, that how when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went for the South India Yatra, and in Srirangam, he saw a South Indian Brahmana. He was trying to read Bhagavad Gita in a broken language. He was not such a learned scholar. He was not even able to hold the Gita properly. And the other Brahmanas, they were making fun of him. Oh, look at this old Brahmana, he is not able to read properly. Why is he reading if he doesn't know how to read? He is offending Bhagavad Gita. He doesn't know how to read, why is he reading? But then Mahaprabhu could see. Of course he is Krishna, he is super soul. But Mahaprabhu could see that he is a very sincere, genuine Brahmana, and he was crying. So Mahaprabhu approached him. He said, my dear Brahmana, what is this? Why are you, everybody is making fun of you. Why are you doing this, reading Bhagavad Gita? Then he said, no, my spiritual master ordered me to study Bhagavad Gita. And although I am not able to read properly or understand, but following his instruction, I am trying to read Bhagavad Gita. Then Mahaprabhu asked him the question that if you are not able to understand, then why are you crying while reading Bhagavad Gita? Then what answer he gave? He told that as soon as you pick up Bhagavad Gita and start reading, this form comes to my mind. What form? This vision of how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? Which Krishna himself describes himself in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. He says in Bhagavad Gita, mata parataram nanyat kinsit asti dhananjaya. He says, nothing is superior to me. Everything emanates from me. The entire material world, spiritual world, all the demigods, everything comes from me. But that very Krishna, that same personality of Godhead, Supreme Personality of Godhead, has become the charioteer of Arjuna. So as soon as I remember this form, tears just glide down from my eyes. And then Mahaprabhu told that you have actually understood the meaning of Bhagavad Gita. There may be people who could have memorized the entire 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita. They can analyze every verse based on the grammar and everything. But that is just being on the surface. Like Prabhupada also gives the analogy that we have a bottle of honey, and if we just try to lick the bottle from outside, we cannot taste the sweetness of the honey. But only who dips inside opens the lid. And that dipping inside is through the process of bhakti. So Mahaprabhu told that you have understood the true meaning of Bhagavad Gita because you are sincerely trying to follow the orders of the spiritual master. By his mercy, you are able to understand the true meaning of Bhagavad Gita. So this is a very, very inspiring pastime from many aspects. It shows that how by the mercy of Guru and Krishna we can understand the deeper aspects of bhakti. At the same time, this wonderful thing that how we must appreciate the form of Parthasarathi. It's not an ordinary thing. The Supreme Personality of Godhead becoming driver. Of course, these days we don't have charity, we have drivers. And how do we treat the drivers? They are not so respected person. Hey, driver, idhar aa, you come here, go there, take me left, take me right. The driver doesn't drive nicely, we chastise him. What kind of driver you are? You don't know how to drive smoothly. So how we treat our drivers? Right? So imagine, Krishna has become the charioteer of Arjuna. So this is something very, very incredible, and it's worth meditating, and it actually reveals the supreme compassionate nature of Krishna, his bhaktavatsal, that how Krishna is bhaktavatsal, is his love for his devotees. Right? And in fact, the dealings with Pandavas, the dealings of Krishna with Pandavas are so sweet and intimate, actually really worth listening about again and again and appreciating. Actually, there is a book called Brihat Bhagavatamrit. Some of you have read it. It's a very nice book by Sanatan Goswami, and it has been translated by Gopi Parandan Prabhu. And I have not read it fully, but Prabhupada also mentions that it's a very good book and one should read it. Brihat Bhagavatamrit. So I'm just started reading few parts of it, a little bit here and there. So there, if you see that in the ladder of actually absolute sense, all devotees are on the same level. But still, we can say that which devotee is higher, in a higher platform, because of his more intimate connection with Krishna. So in this Brihat Bhagavatamrit, what happens? That it begins with a Brahmana in Prayag. He was doing some puja at Prayag, Allahabad. Nice puja of Shaligram Shila. And Narad Muni happened to visit there. And Narad Muni was very happy to see his puja of the Lord, his devotion service. Narad Muni said that you are the best devotee. And then that Brahmana immediately said, no, 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 what kind of devotee I am? I am a poor Brahmana. You go to the South Indian king, he is a greater devotee. So Narad Muni went to that king of South India. He was worshipping Krishna very opulently, very elaborately. Then Narad Muni praised him, "Oh, you are such a great devotee of Krishna." Then that Brahmana said, "That no, I am not a devotee at all. Look at Indra. My opulence is nothing compared to his opulence. And when he does sacrifice, Krishna personally comes to accept the offerings." So then Narad Muni went to Indra. And then he glorified Indra. Then Indra said, "Please don't embarrass me. I am such an offender. So many times I have offended the Lord. I am not a devotee at all. You go to Brahmaji." And then Brahmaji, he also says that, "I am not a devotee at all. I am influenced by mode of passion. You see, when Krishna, I became bewildered and I also tried to test Krishna," like that he said. Then Brahmaji sends him to Lord Shiva. He says, "Go to Lord Shiva. He is Vaishnavanam Yathasambhu. He is the greatest devotee." But then when Narad Muni goes to Lord Shiva also closes his eyes. He says, no, don't say like that. I am not a devotee at all. Don't you know that sometimes I have fought with the Lord? I am always prone to be overcome by the mode of ignorance. I am not a devotee." So you just see how, you know, this is the quality of devotee. That he never agrees that he is a devotee. He never accepts that he is a devotee. He always considers others to be superior than him. So this whole story, this important lesson is that how every devotee, he is praising another devotee. He doesn't like to hear his own glory. So then Lord Shiva tells that you look at the residents of Vaikuntha. They are so fortunate. They are getting so much mercy of Krishna. They are personally serving Krishna. Look at Lakshmiji. But then Lord Shiva says, "Wait a minute." Because Narad Muni was about to go to Vaikuntha. So then Lord Shiva says, wait a minute. No need to go to Vaikuntha. In this universe, in Sutal planet, there is a devotee even greater than those in Vaikuntha. Who is that devotee? Whom does Lord Shiva speak about? Any guess? Prahlad Maharaj. So Lord Shiva says that Prahlad Maharaj is even, he is most exalted devotee of Krishna. That how he remembered Krishna in all the difficult circumstances, how Lord personally appeared before him in the form of Narsingadev. Even Lord Shiva says that I offered prayers, Brahmaji offered prayers, even Lakshmiji, nobody could pacify the Lord. Only when Prahlad Maharaj offered prayers, then the Lord was pacified. So you please go to Prahlad Maharaj. And then Narad Muni rushes towards Prahlad Maharaj. And interestingly, Prahlad Maharaj is a disciple of Narad Muni. But still, Narad Muni is, out of great eagerness, he goes to meet him and praises him that you are the best devotee of the Lord. And then Prahlad Maharaj says, even Prahlad Maharaj is saying that I am not a devotee at all. What logic does he give? He says that, look, Lord came, but it's not that he came just because of me. He came to fulfill the prayers by the demigods. He came to deliver Jai Vijay, who came as Hiranyakashipu. So he gave, Lord didn't appear mainly because of me. And then he says that he just came for a few seconds and he left. He disappeared. So I didn't get any chance to serve him. And then he says that look what the Lord has done. He has given me, he has asked me to stay here as the king of the demons. And I have to deal with so many worldly affairs. So this is a sign that Krishna has not shown his favor on me. Because Krishna says that if he is specially merciful on someone, then what he does? He takes away all material opulences. But here Krishna has given me material opulence. So this is a sign that I have not received mercy of Krishna. Just see, you know, how he is arguing just to prove that he is not the greatest devotee. And then Prahlad Maharaj glorifies Hanumanji. He said, look at Hanumanji. That how much active service he has done for Krishna. I have just remembered Krishna. That is nothing. But Hanumanji has done service to Lord Ram. So much service he has done. What all services Hanumanji has done? He went all the way to Lanka, found out Mother Sita. In the battlefield he helped so much. He helped to make the bridge. He carried Lord Ram on his shoulder. Then he carried that whole mountain, Gandhamandan mountain, to protect Lakshman. So much service he has done. For thousands of years he remained with Lord Ram. Because when Lord Ram came back to Ayodhya from Lanka, so he ruled for about 13,000 years and Hanumanji was with him constantly. So Prahlad Maharaj says, just look at the fortune of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj says, look at the fortune of Hanumanji. And then Narad Muni went running to Hanumanji. And then, what did Hanumanji say? Did he say, oh yes, you are right, I am the greatest devotee? No. Hanumanji also became very embarrassed. He said, no, please don't embarrass me. I am so fallen. Lord Ramachandra left me. He took everybody else back to Godhead, to his own eternal Saket Dham. But look, he has left me here. I am suffering in separation from Lord Ram. I am not a devotee. The true devotees are the Pandavas. Go to them. Lord is now present. Lord is present now and in their city in Hastinapur. And what he has done for them, he is so intimate to the Pandavas. Lord sometimes serves Pandavas as what? He says he sometimes serves Pandavas as charioteer. You are seeing here in Bhagavad Gita. He is serving the Pandavas as messenger, as dut. Because before the battlefield of Mahabharata, so Lord Krishna became the messenger. He carried the message of peace from Yudhishthir and went to Duryodhan. But Duryodhan refused. He became advisor. Sometimes used to advise Yudhishthir Maharaj. Sometimes he became servant of the Pandavas. Like in the Rajasuya Yajna, the big Yajna. So what Krishna, he got the service of taking care of everyone's shoes and washing everyone's feet, all the guests. Just see, on behalf of Pandavas, he took such a menial service. Sometimes Krishna became watchman, night guard. Is it a prestigious position? Becoming night guard. Krishna became night guard of the Pandavas. Many times in battlefield of Mahabharata, Krishna used to guard the Pandavas in the night time. With sword in his hand, he was so much anxious for the protection of Pandavas. Pandavas were sleeping nicely, but Krishna was awake. Just like we sleep nicely, but the guard is awake. Sometimes the guard sleeps also here. But Krishna was a very, he was not sleeping, he was guarding the Pandavas. Right? And not only that, Krishna broke his own promise. Krishna became liar for Pandavas. What was the Krishna's promise? Krishna's promise was that he would never pick up a weapon in the battlefield of Mahabharata. But what Krishna did? He broke his promise because Bhishma Dev, he challenged. You know the story. That how once Duryodhan spoke very offensive words, very harsh words to Bhishma Dev. He said, Bhishma, you are my commander-in-chief, but looks like you are not fighting from your heart. You love Pandavas more than me. You still have soft corner for them. That's why you are not defeating them. You are not killing them. So he spoke very insulting words to Bhishma Dev. And then Bhishma Dev promised. He said, today I take a vow that tomorrow I will kill the Pandavas with all these 5 arrows. And Duryodhan thought himself to be over smart. So he said, give me the 5 arrows. He wanted to keep it carefully with himself. And then what happened? Krishna in the meantime, he was so much anxious. And in the night, middle of the night, he told Arjuna, let's go to the camp of Duryodhan. Because once Arjuna had protected Duryodhan from the Gandharvas. And then that time, Duryodhan has said, okay, I'll give you any boon that you want. So Krishna said, now the time has come, you ask for that boon. So Krishna took Arjuna to the camp of Duryodhan. And the culture was that time, that in the daytime they used to fight, but in the night they were like friends. Even when Bhim and Jarasan, they fought for many days, but in the night they were nicely having prasad dinner together and enjoying. So in the night, Duryodhan welcomed them, and then Arjuna said that, remember, you had given me a boon, now I want that. He said, what do you want? You want the kingdom? Take the kingdom. He said, no, I want the 5 arrows. So then Arjuna, how he knows? Then he told Krishna, I know it's all your trick. So anyway, he gave the 5 arrows. And then then Bhishma Dev became more angry. Sacha, Krishna has done like this. Okay, another vow. That I will kill Arjuna today, unless Krishna breaks his own vow, own promise. Only if Krishna comes to fight with me, only then will Arjuna be protected. And then he fought so fiercely with Arjuna. Arjuna was almost about to be killed. And then immediately Krishna came to the forefront. And so much so that he carried the wheel of the chariot and rushed towards Bhishma Devi. That famous painting is there. Such a nice painting. Krishna is wounded because he also got hurt by the arrows of Bhishma Dev. and he's carrying that big chariot wheel and running towards Bhishmadev. And then looking at that, then Bhishmadev gave up his bow, and then that time Arjuna shot arrows at him. And then after that, actually Arjuna made a full bed of arrows and Bhishmadev laid upon it. And the whole pastime, such a nice pastime is there. But the essence is here is, you see, just for the protection of his dear devotees, especially Arjuna, Krishna broke his own promise. And so many things, you know, he married his own sister Subhadra to Arjuna. Even though his own brother Balram wanted Subhadra to be married to Duryodhan, but then Krishna, somehow using his own transcendental trick, he married his sister to Arjuna. So if you see this whole pastime of Krishna dealing with Pandavas is actually something very sweet. Actually, the outside people, when they study Mahabharata, they have so many concoctions. They don't understand Mahabharata at all. Even I, before coming to Krishna consciousness, you know, I had so many misconceptions. Like, for example, people outside, they feel that Karna was greater than Arjuna. He was a great warrior. Why Krishna cheated him? So people have so many misconceptions about Mahabharata. They don't understand that Mahabharata is all about the pure dealings of love between Krishna and Pandavas. And also the lesson we learned from this Karna's pastime is that people misunderstand. They many times, if you see nowadays, there are many articles that how Karna was great, and so many misconceptions. How Ekalavya was so great. So Karna, he might have been great in terms of his skill, but he was bad in terms of his values. And values are more important than skills. And he was not a devotee. That was his worst qualification. And because he was not a devotee of Krishna, he had so many other bad qualities. He had bad association and so many other bad qualities. So Krishna did the right thing by asking Arjuna to kill him. Because the supreme morality is to be a devotee of Krishna and to follow his instructions. And Karna was on the opposite side of Krishna. Right? So from this whole dealings of Krishna and the Pandavas, we can appreciate qualities of Krishna, his love towards the devotees. Actually, it's both sides. You know, you see the Pandavas, how much they love Krishna. So Pandavas, why they accepted the kingdom after the whole battlefield? The Pandavas, they accepted the kingdom just to glorify Krishna, just to preach about Krishna. They used their entire opulence, the kingdom, to glorify Krishna. They performed Rajasuya Yajna. Why did they perform? To glorify Krishna. That was the only objective of Yudhishthir Maharaj. Because in Rajasuya Yajna, all the great personalities, not only from this earth, but from the entire universe, they assembled. All the great demigods, Brahmaji, Shivji, everybody assembled. And then one person had to be chosen for Agra Puja, for the first worship. And Yudhishthir Maharaj had the plan and he chose Krishna. So his whole objective of organizing a Rajasuya Yajna, which was a grand, grand sacrifice. You can't imagine what was that. It was a grand event. Sometimes these days you have some festivals or some sports events, Olympics, and maybe a few lakh people come there. But the Rajasuya Yajna was grand. We can't imagine what it was. All the kings, all the sages from the entire universe, they had assembled there. And what was the purpose of Yudhishthira Maharaj? To glorify Krishna. So from both sides we can see that how Pandavas, they were always so eager to worship Krishna, to glorify him, to render service to him. And at the same time, Krishna, how eager he was to always protect the Pandavas, to always show affection to them. So it was Krishna was always anxious to help the Pandavas. Any difficulty the Pandavas faced, Krishna was always there. And it is said that all the difficulties, Krishna, what was the purpose of giving so many difficulties? This to show to the world two things, that how a devotee is so much dependent on Krishna. Any difficulty, he just calls out for Krishna. And second, that how Krishna immediately appears in difficult times of a devotee. And therefore Kunti Mahani prays, after the entire battlefield of Mahabharata, so many difficulties. They were poisoned sometimes, and sometimes putting in that Lakshagriha, that house of lack, and so many difficulties. Mahabharata, what we are reading in today's verse, who were present, Arjuna could see. Grandfather, Bhishma, and such great warriors, Bhurishrava, Kripacharya, Dronacharya, it is said that one of them was enough to devour all the Pandavas. They are compared in Bhagavatam to be Timangala fish. Parikshit Maharaj says in 10th canto that the warriors in the battlefield of Mahabharata were great Timangala. Timangala fishes are such huge fish, they can even devour whales, you know, blue whale. What is the length of blue whale? Some kilometers, I think, is the biggest animal today on the planet. But Timangala fish is so big that it can swallow blue whales. You know, they are so huge in size. So similarly, these warriors like Bhishma Dev, Dronacharya, Kripacharya, they were like one Timangala. They could swallow Arjuna, Bhishma, everybody so easily in their mouth. But what happened? Because Krishna was on the side of Pandavas and they were on the wrong side. This was the great lesson. That because they were on the wrong side, and because Pandavas had on the right side and Krishna was there with the Pandavas, so Pandavas came out to be victorious. Like the last verse of Bhagavad Gita, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanurdhara, Tatra Shri Vijaya Bhutir, Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will always certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power and morality. That is my opinion. So this is a great lesson, that doesn't matter how skilled the other party is, how materially they may be more qualified, but if somebody is not on the side of morality or somebody is not a devotee of Krishna, all that is a big waste. It's useless. That person will surely fail. Right? So this is what we see from the dealings of Krishna and the Pandavas. That how much Krishna, he loved the Pandavas and how much he was eager to serve the Pandavas. And similarly the Pandavas, how much they are eager to serve the Lord. And especially this whole Bhagavad Gita, we must always remember this picture of how Krishna became the charioteer of Arjuna. It's such a This sight is such a pleasing sight and such a amazing sight for a devotee. Just contemplate sometimes how the Supreme Personality of God had become a driver for his devotee. Right? Just like it's so amazing that how Mother Yashoda could bind Krishna, and so this is also something very, very amazing. And how Krishna became the charioteer of Arjuna. You have to read one more verse also. Mataji told me 26 and 27. So let's read the 27th verse. Tan samiksha cha kaunteya sarvan bandhu navasthitan kripaya parayavishto vishidan idam abhravet. When the son of Kunti, Arjuna, saw all these different grades of friends and relatives, he became overwhelmed with compassion and spoke thus. So now we come to the next part of this chapter, which is in which Arjuna will express his lamentation. So actually, you'll hear in the next classes, but I'm just giving a quick summary. So Srila Prabhupada will give two angles to this whole thing. That why Arjuna became bewildered, why he was overcome with compassion, why he was overwhelmed with this feeling, why he gave up his bow and arrow. So on one hand, Srila Prabhupada says that this is Arjuna's quality as a great devotee, because a devotee is always compassionate. And it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Yasyasti, Prabhupada quotes it in the next verse, Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatyam kichana sarver gunastatra samasate suraha harav bhaktasya kuto mahat guna mano rathena sati dhavato bahi. One who has unflinching faith and devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead has all the good qualities of demigods. But one who is not a devotee of the Lord has no good quality. Right? So Prabhupada is explaining that because Arjuna was a devotee, he was naturally compassionate. So he could not tolerate that. How, you know, just for a mere throne, how so many people have come to the battlefield, so many people will die in the battlefield, so many innocent soldiers from both sides, they will die. So this feeling made Arjuna very compassionate. He began to cry, he began to shiver. So Prabhupada says this is the compassionate nature of a devotee, paradukha dukhi, that he felt very sad to when he imagined the consequence of this great war. And second part Prabhupada says that externally speaking, Arjuna became overcome by feelings of his family affection and ties. That he thought, oh, these are my blood relatives, so how can I fight against them? So this is externally Prabhupada says that he became bewildered, and then because of that, then Krishna had to speak Bhagavad Gita. So then Prabhupada says that it's not that Arjuna was actually in ignorance, but Krishna used him as an instrument so that he could speak Bhagavad Gita. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, when he put that dead snake on the neck of whom? Samik Rishi. So it's not that Parikshit Maharaj was overcome by anger or like that. No. It was Krishna's arrangement so that Bhagavatam could be spoken. So similarly here Arjuna, in the subsequent verses we'll see that how he was overwhelmed and how he was overcome by the feelings of this compassion, and how he mainly his bodily ties. So he said, I cannot fight. And then Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to him. So this is a wonderful meditation. We can think about this, that how Krishna, he loved the Pandavas so much, and the wonderful loving exchanges between Pandavas and Krishna. So the entire Srimad Bhagavatam also, many places you will find in the first canto, the loving exchanges between Pandavas and Krishna. And when Krishna left this world, immediately the Pandavas left. You just see, this is a sign. Now the Pandavas, they were not after kingdom. They were only after Krishna, following Krishna's instruction. As soon as Krishna disappeared, they didn't even wait for a moment. Immediately the Pandavas left. So first canto, you will see so many instances of dealings of Pandavas and Krishna. That how Krishna was about to leave Hastinapur after battlefield of Kurukshetra, but then Kunti Mahani stopped. And then again Krishna was about to leave, then Yudhishthira Maharaj stopped. Because he was feeling so sad that because of me so many people died. Then Krishna again stayed back. Then Krishna went with him to Bhishma Dev, and then Bhishma Dev gave up the body looking at Krishna. I think that happened first. Anyway, so twice Krishna stopped. He was about to leave Hastinapur for Dwarka, but just because once Kunti Devi said that, please wait Krishna, please don't go. She spoke that famous verse that Vipada Santu Tasasva Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Bhavato Darshanam Yatsat Apunar Bhava Darshanam. Oh Krishna, so many calamities, difficulties came, but that was good. Let the calamities come again and again. Because when calamities come, we remember you, and remembering you means we don't have to take birth in this material world again. But now since the calamities have gone, you are now going. Please Krishna, don't go. And then Krishna stayed back. So just see, because of love of Kunti, because of love of Yudhishthira Maharaj, Krishna changed his plan. Now also imagine, if you suppose you make your plans, you book your flight tickets and everything, and a friend of yours says, no, please stay back. Even then we'll hesitate, right? And here Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is changing his plan just for the request, on the request of his devotees, Pandavas, and especially Yudhishthira Maharaj and Kunti Devi. So the entire first canto of Bhagavatam, we see many places. And many places in Bhagavatam this is glorified. Even now in our temple Bhagavatam classes, we are reading the 7th canto, pastime of Prahlad Maharaj. So who spoke that? Actually, Narad Muni spoke that to Yudhishthira Maharaj. This is the entire pastime of Prahlad Maharaj. So in the end, after speaking the entire pastime, Narad Muni is saying Prahlad that, don't worry, you are actually getting more mercy than Prahlad Maharaj. The Lord is so dear to you. Same thing Narad Muni says. The Lord has become sometimes acts as your charioteer, he acts as your servant, he acts as your, in so many capacities, as a watchman, as a counselor. So this is the exalted nature of Pandavas. And then, of course, their devotees even greater than them, like in Brihad Bhagavatamrita story that I was telling you. Then after Pandavas, then Narad Muni will go to the Yadus, and then after Yadus, he'll go to the Gopis, the Vrajvasis. So, of course, they are the highest devotees of Krishna. Hare Krishna.